I referred earlier to blocked input tax. I'm now going to talk specifically about items which are blocked for input tax recovery. They are blocked even though the expenditure may well have been incurred for the purpose of a business by a registered business. The first blocked input tax is costs of entertainment. A business cannot recover VAT on the cost of entertaining someone who is not an employee. VAT on the costs of entertaining staff, people on the payroll of the business, is recoverable. The definition of entertainment is very wide and includes hospitality of any kind provided free of charge. If meals or accommodation, for example, are provided as part of a contractual obligation, then they are not caught by entertainment block, but output tax has to be charged on amounts charged, including staff contributions to entertainment. Examples of non-recoverable VAT in this particular area include travel expenses of anyone who is not an employee, such as auditors, self-employed salesmen and consultants, the hospitality element of trade shows, training courses for self-employed salesmen and public relations events. Although staff may be present, if they are there to entertain the guests, their share of the input tax or the costs is non-recoverable as well. It also includes any asset used to provide entertainment, such as a racehorse or a yacht. You would need to demonstrate some use beyond entertainment in order to recover any of the VAT on the purchase of capital items, such as a racehorse or a yacht or a motor car. It also includes visits to the theatre and sporting events. Staff entertainment, the VAT on costs related to staff entertainment is recoverable, so a distinction has to be drawn between staff entertainment and business entertainment. If, for example, the business has an annual staff party, input tax is allowed, provided the only people attending are staff. If staff are allowed to bring guests or clients are invited to the staff party, then input tax is disallowed in the ratio of guests to staff. So if there's a party for 50 staff and every member of staff brings a guest, then 50% of the VAT on the costs of providing the staff party is recoverable. Other cases of staff entertainment where the VAT is recoverable include race days and similar corporate events. Where an event like the ones described, such as a race day, include both marketing and entertainment, you need to make sure that suppliers' invoices give the necessary detail. For example, VAT on the costs of visual aids and equipment supporting a presentation, the VAT can be recovered on those particular costs if the event also includes marketing. I mentioned employees, so it's worthwhile spending a little time on what is an employee and how VAT impacts on expenses incurred by employees. Employees basically include all staff on the payroll of the company concerned. It also includes staff of another company if that company is in the same VAT group. VAT grouping, just as an aside, is a facilitation measure whereby two or more companies can register for VAT as, in effect, one person in a VAT group. If a VAT group is the registered person, then the VAT on staff costs of either of the companies or any of the companies in the VAT group can be recovered. But in most cases, a person will only count as an employee if they're on the payroll of the organisation concerned. That includes directors, partners, and sole traders. There is a concession for helpers, for example, at sporting events and shows. These people are temporarily employed if they're entertained, such as meals, accommodation, during their assistance at the show or the event, then VAT can be recovered. There is also a concession if an employee entertains whilst travelling. The business is entitled to recover VAT on costs which it repays to the employee where the employee is on subsistence, i.e. away from the office and takes a meal, has to stay away from home. If during a stay away from the normal place of business, an employee takes a client out for a meal, then the employees' part of the meal, the VAT on the employees' part of the meal, can be recovered. In contrast, no VAT on either the member of staff's meal or the client's meal is recoverable at a pre-arranged lunch in the locality of the workplace, to give an example. VAT reclaimable on lunches taken locally by staff to discuss work issues and problems is perfectly fine. That includes breakfasts or evening meals when staff work outside normal hours. Unfortunately, this VAT does not apply to costs incurred for meals taken in the vicinity of the workplace by sole proprietors, partners, and directors. It has to be taken by members of staff.